Always and Forever, a piece by Pat Metheny, performed by Rob Kane and accompanied by the Fayetteville Jazz Collective. Rob Kane is a professional trumpet player and teacher whose talent, experience and skills will guide us through this episode, which is about one of the oldest instruments in history, the trumpet.
I first started playing the trumpet when I was in fifth grade, but that wasn't really a choice that I made for myself. I grew up in a small town in Colchester, Connecticut, and I was lucky enough that music was a very large part of the community there. When I first started playing an instrument in fourth grade, my choice was to play the saxophone. And that was, I think I heard it like on TV one time and thought, wow, I really like that sound. But the saxophone being an expensive instrument, my parents couldn't quite foot the bill for that. So I was able to borrow one from the school. Well, it was about a year later in fifth grade, I ended up playing the trumpet, and that was just through a happenstance at the time. My dad brought me to a music store. We went to buy some reeds for the saxophone, and he said, well, you know, I still can't afford that sax for you, but if you want that trumpet there in the case there, I'll buy that for you. And so I said, okay, nice, shiny new instrument, and I started at that point. And I took to it pretty quickly. It came naturally to me, I guess, producing a sound, figuring out the notes and what vowels to push down. And that's kind of how I got started in the trumpet. Now, why I stuck with the trumpet was I think I was happy to be playing melody a lot. You know, in any band or orchestra, the trumpets end up having a lot of the melodic parts. And so that really kind of appealed to me. And then the majestic sound and how focused it was and how vibrant it was.
Sometimes life is like a trumpet. If you don't put anything in, you won't get anything out. That is something that Rob Kane knows firsthand. His first teacher in high school urged him to become a musician.
And he had said, you know, what do you plan on doing? And I said, well, I don't know. I thought about maybe becoming a veterinarian because I liked animals. And he said, you know, you've got a real talent for music. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you to pursue that. So he was probably the largest factor in my studying music.
While pursuing his master's at the University of Arkansas, he acquired a great deal of discipline, which is the basis for every successful musician.
Arkansas was kind enough to give me a graduate assistantship. And this was really kind of a special deal because this was an assistantship that was created just for me. At the time, before, you know, economy started to take a dip, Dr. Rooley, my trumpet professor at the University of Arkansas, was able to create an assistantship where I would teach his upper brass students. So I would teach them the basics of the trumpet and the French horn and how to apply different techniques and teaching situations for grade level students. Being a graduate student is when I decided to put every ounce of myself into it. Practicing, you know, several hours a day, playing in ensembles for a number of hours more, studying, doing the research necessary to really fulfill, you know, what I wanted to do here.
Here performing the concerto for saxophone and trumpet, accompanied by his wife, Jamie Kane, who is a saxophone player and a teacher, Rob talks about his love for jazz and classical music, improvising in the trumpet, and the importance of teaching.
Having played with the Fayetteville Jazz Collective in the past, our concerts would go on for a couple hours, and that's a couple hours of nonstop playing. So to have the endurance to do that requires a lot of time spent beforehand to be able to endure that long. You know, I'm a student of all musical styles, really. And I wouldn't say that either classical or jazz is harder than the other. It just requires a different mindset, a different focus, a different interpretation, I guess. Playing classically, I tend to think a lot about my sound and how pure it is. Am I blending well with the rest of the ensemble? Am I clearly articulating everything that I want to have happen? Whereas in jazz, I'm less focused about my tone quality and more about the nuances that go along with it. The great part about jazz is that instantaneous creativity that can happen when you're improvising. And that's just letting yourself go. Thank you.
here performing the song Beloved, an arrangement of a tune by Kaoru Wada. You can hear more about the history of the instrument and the demanding technique online, along with Rob Kane, who demonstrates the basics of the instrument. All that by visiting the KUAF website at www.kuaf.com/ozarksatlarge.
Having worked as a music educator in the public school systems, part of the deal about recruitment is that you've got to get kids interested on all the instruments, not just the trumpet. And to do that, I ended up holding class assemblies, you know, for the incoming students who were going to be taking band the next year. And in those assemblies, I would demonstrate all the instruments, not just the trumpet. And I would play little tunes that I thought they would know, whether it be some melodic line from Lady Gaga or a Disney song or something that I think would get their attention. And there's something about the instrument sound, you know, as it was for me, I believe it is for the students too. There's just a sound that kind of speaks to every kid and what they find attractive in that, whether it be the flute, percussion, or clarinet. There's something very personal about that choice. For my beginning trumpet students, the big thing that I talk about is making sure that we're mastering or understanding the importance of the mouthpiece. 90% of the work that you do on the trumpet is on the mouthpiece. And what I say to my students is that the mouthpiece sound that you get is really the heart of your entire trumpet sound, because all the trumpet is a giant amplifier for what happens at the mouthpiece. So if you've got a clear, pronounced tone on the mouthpiece, that translates into a giant harmonic sound of the trumpet, which is what we all want.